I'm ready.
Yep, you're ready.
And you're Matt.
I'm Matt.
What's up, y'all?
What's up, y'all?
We're back.
Follow us on our socials at LosersQPod on Twitter.
Yeah.
Same as MySpace. We're at LosersQPod on MySpace as well.
Apple Podcast.
Yeah, Apple Podcast, Apple Music.
Spotify.
Album soon. Spotify album soon. Uh-huh. You know the deal. Send us your sads, mads, glads, bads at losersqpodcast@gmail.com.
Rigmarole. Is that what they call
it? The whole
it?
Thing. Rigmarole. I like that word.
Yeah, I know. Me too.
Yeah. Good word. Solid.
How's it going, Matt Hugh?
It's good, Dan. How about you? How's it going with you, Dan? How's it going? How are we feeling?
Better.
Nice.
Yeah.
Episode
I was sick, so.
2 days removed because Dan's sick.
Yep.
Not only because Dan's sick. Other stuff, but also Dan sick.
Yeah.
Now Dan
yeah.
no longer sick.
Yeah, we back.
Back. were you off water the entire time you were sick?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Is an off water.
Off water kind of sick.
Kind of illness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel that.
Right now I have a gallon of orange juice next to me.
Nice. Just for it's no reason, like it's just for decorative purposes, I'm assuming?
Not a drink. It's probably got one drink left.
Oh, okay. You drink, okay. I also actually do have a gallon of orange juice next to me, and I am not drinking it. It's literally just sitting here.
Just move it.
Why? It's for decorative purposes. That way people can come over and they'll be like, what's that orange juice there for?
Be like, don't worry about
and
it.
And then I'll just nod. It's just like a little, you can't see it, but I did a nod. You couldn't, can you hear, maybe, hang on, let me just, nope, didn't make a noise. All right. Anyways, yeah, that's my
I'm
orange
drinking
juice.
My orange juice.
Okay, nice. I would imagine most people probably would be drinking orange juice, like if they had it. But not me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just different.
Yeah, I got another one in the fridge. I think I'm going to start it, but I probably won't finish it.
Yeah, you drink it straight from it?
Straight from
the gallon? Yeah, okay.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I finished this one, so, you know, I was pretty confident.
When did you start that one? A lot of dead air there.
Yeah, sorry.
I was
taking a drink of said orange juice.
I caught a mid-sip.
I think Tuesday. Wednesday?
God damn, you've been working on that for...
Tuesday.
You've been working on it for almost a whole week.
Well, I have... I was hot and heavy into apple juice.
Yeah.
And the you know the emergency, like, packets that have vitamins in them?
Yeah.
I was drinking them, too.
You know,
so.
I actually found out that I can't have that stuff because it's got, like, nuts in it. Or it, like, can have nuts in it. Super weird.
That's funny.
Yeah, it was super weird.
And that's super unlucky, though.
I've had it before. I never had an issue, but it's like cross-contamination issues, I guess, can occur. So I don't even know how that happens. Fuck them.
That's
weird.
Crazy how you just caught a stray like that
from
the emergency people.
Exactly. Because that stuff goes hard. It really does.
Yeah, the flavor that my girlfriend got does not go hard.
Bag fumble. The orange flavor goes hard.
No, it doesn't.
No? Oh, well, you're wrong. How about that?
How much water do you have with it?
I usually put it in like a full bottle. Is that probably
that seems like too much water. It's like too diluted and just yuck.
Okay. Listen, it's been a little while. Like I said, I can't have this stuff. I'm not about to argue you on it, so I'll just agree with you.
But you've had it, so you can't argue me.
I've had it, but it's been like 10 years. Maybe I don't remember the correct taste of emergency.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I've been off it for a little while since I found out that there's a chance it could kill me.
Yeah.
Or at least cause me to be in a life-threatening experience.
That makes sense.
Yeah, I thought so too.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's get into this shit then.
Jesus Christ, man.
All right, so LEC Winter Finals.
Yep.
Well,
it happened.
More than just the Winter Finals, but I watched Vitality versus SK.
Wow. I didn't.
It was kind of crazy because this was still best of threes before they went best of fives. Kind of crazy that SK won and knocked Vitality out of playoffs.
They got wait. I think we talked about this last week.
Maybe might be wrong.
I don't know. Either way, they got out comfort picked by SK Gaming. Happens.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then I had Astralis versus Mad. Was that last week?
Yep. I believe we talked about that last week as well. I could be wrong. I could be wrong. I don't remember.
All right. I'll go through it quick.
Yeah, go off.
Mad win it.
Nice. There it is.
2-0. I'm surprised that Astralis made it this far. So.
Good for them.
Yeah, I agree. Good for them. Now time for G2 versus Koi. This finals was so fucking boring.
Wait, G2? Oh, that's not the final.
What do you mean?
G2 versus Koi was not the LEC final.
What was the final? Oh, it was Mad.
The final was so boring, Danny literally forgot which teams played in it.
Correct. It was Mad versus G2, and it was so fucking G2, boring.
Very boring. Do we even need to talk about this?
Lightly.
Sure, lightly. We'll go light.
It was a 3-0.
Yep.
I think G2 smashed them like every
game. Every game.
Go ahead. Sorry.
There was just no lane felt like it had a chance in any of these games.
Ever.
It was
ever.
Crazy.
It was like they were just like, I don't know, it felt like draft diff every game.
I don't know. I kind of blacked this one out of my memory because it was just such a, like, thankfully we weren't just watching this. I was, like, doing stuff in the meantime, so, you know,
yeah.
I was occupied by other stuff. But this one, it was a stinker. I don't know if it was, like, draft diff even. Like, it literally just felt like the players in Mad Lion's side just did not want to win. They were not playing. Like, it just seemed so effortless for G2
mm-hmm.
to the point
yeah.
where, it, like, it literally seemed like Mad wasn't trying.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's the case. Obviously, you would hope not, but
yeah,
it seemed that way. It was just an all-around pathetic showing for Mad Lions.
Mm-hmm. But now they get a break.
Yeah.
I think they start back next Saturday.
LEC?
Yes.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, so I think they get a week,
Real
week
short
off then.
Week. Wow.
Yeah.
Like week and a half. Yeah, if it is next Saturday, it's only a week. Wow.
Yeah, here. Let me go back to the LEC.
The LEC.
Because I saw their like producer guy say that, so
that's kind of crazy. I mean, that's a short turnaround. Do you think it makes the championship feel less meaningful?
I don't know. It feels more meaningful because, you know, you're not playing the entire time, you know, so it feels like those games mean more because you want to stay in it more, you know.
No, I know that, but like
mm-hmm.
they won a championship and they're back to playing the week after for another championship.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's just, I don't know. It's kind of weird to me.
I'm not
saying
it
does.
Dilute
I'm just
it.
Yeah, that's kind of it, basically. Like
mm-hmm.
there's now three champions a year, and it's like this team just won, they have a week to be like, wow, we're really the champions, and then it's back in it.
yeah,
and also well, I go ahead,
it's not like the, you know, the big championship, you know.
True.
It's
no,
like,
I know. It's, do they even get a trophy?
Yeah, it's not the same trophy though.
Okay. That yeah. changes things then. The Witcher mm-hmm. split is kind of more like the Demacia Cup, maybe a bit longer than the Demacia Cup is for like LCK,
mm-hmm.
or it's the Kesper Cup in LCK. Demacia Cup I think is LPL, but it's like a similar idea to that, where it's like a bit of almost like a preseason.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or kind of like the lock-in that the LCS did, just
yeah, yeah, yeah.
spanning over a longer time span,
mm-hmm.
which I'm okay with.
Yeah, me too. And then it's kind of like they have like two of them, right? It's spring.
I think summer
winter,
is
and
the
then
main
summer.
Championship, right?
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm.
What's
yeah,
winter,
what
spring, summer in that order?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So summer, so yeah, so
so is the spring ahead, one not like an actual trophy either then, or it's not like the main championship?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Huh. Mm-hmm. Interesting.
So it's like your spring, or your winter champion, spring champion, yeah, and then like LEC champion.
Huh. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. So I guess it adds more appeal to winning the summer, which is when it should matter, I guess, is when you're trying to get to Worlds. So, okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. I like, subscribe.
Yeah, I very much subscribe to this. I just, I hope the next finals are more exciting than this.
Yes, true, true.
Because
and maybe it makes you wonder a little bit, like, so G2 punched their ticket to MSI by winning this. But do you think maybe MAD just didn't care because there's another opportunity for them to get to MSI now?
I'm not sure. I mean, you definitely want to be one of those teams that's locked in.
Absolutely.
Like, already.
True. But now, you know? Like, does G2 even have to play in the spring split? Are they even playing in the spring split?
Yeah, it matters for, like, championship points and your seeding for Worlds.
Right? Oh, for Worlds, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Huh. I know they also have a place in the summer playoffs now because of this as well, correct?
I think so,
it's something like that. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. I'm excited to see how it unfolds over the year. I think it'll prove to be either a good change or a bad change as time goes on.
Yeah, but again, like you said, I think it'll be good.
I think overall the format is good, but mm-hmm. I guess I just worry about like not having the two split championships. It felt a bit more prestigious having two champions throughout the year.
Yeah.
But maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'll like it more after only having the one championship for Europe, as opposed to spring, winter, and then just LEC champion mm-hmm. overall. So that I think that could be cool. Like I said, whole year, like, wait and see.
Maybe they're like more to fight for, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
So what was I gonna say? So yeah. Finals is not very good.
No.
I'm hoping that the next one's better. That's really all I have to say on that.
Yeah, I unfortunately didn't watch a lot of the LEC playoffs except for this one. Mm-hmm. This last game. I don't know. I just didn't really catch much of it, so I don't really have an opinion on it overall. I guess the volume of games, it kind of felt more LPL-esque. Because it felt like there were a lot more games being played, so that's good.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what really matters in the end. I don't care if I get to see the games. What matters is that the players are playing more games, and if it feels like they're improving, good. It doesn't feel like Mad Lions improved at all, though. It feels like I watched them get worse in the championship game, which is kind of crazy.
Doesn't make any fucking sense.
It makes no sense, because I saw them play during the regular split at least, and they looked at least like competent against like real teams. And then they mm-hmm. played G2, and they looked like they were an academy team that just played their first game together. Every game.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hopefully they can turn it around, though.
Yeah, I think so. So I guess before we move on, there's already been roster changes in between.
Yep.
The Blitz, I guess. So the first one is Vitality picked up Upset.
Yep. Upsetting news for Neon.
Yeah, actually.
Yep.
He's having a good go of it. So we'll see if Upset performs.
True.
And then the other changes are Fnatic had a bunch of changes. Yeah. Wonder not playing.
Wonder. No Wonder.
Rux not playing.
Correct.
They have Oskarin, and then I can't remember how to say this guy's name. Advian? Yeah, Advian. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then they also have a new head coach. And their new head coach was the head coach for Immortals in LCS, so
this is a huge.
So Fnatic will be last again.
This is that's great to hear. I'm here for the downfall of Fnatic.
Yeah, because honestly,
I just need G2 to have that same downfall. If I could see both of those teams at the bottom for like one split, then LEC could maybe be interesting again.
Well, the way G2's looking, that might be a little tough.
Yeah, probably. They still have Broken Blade as their top laner, though, so I'm holding out hope.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's my only hope. Because the rest of that team is really good.
Yeah, I mean, even still, BB's not bad.
Listen, all I'm saying is like, if I had to choose between Broken Blade or Boxco 69, I think the choice is pretty easy for me, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's Broken Blade.
Yeah, it's Boxco 69, okay? Who would you rather have on Yorick than Boxco 69? You can't name more than one player.
You're correct.
Exactly.
So I think those are all the roster changes that I've seen.
Yeah, I think XL made some changes, but I don't actually know what they were. Because I'm going to be honest, I don't care, and I will find out next weekend, probably.
All right, then. Did you watch any LCS?
I did.
Mm-hmm.
Did you?
Yeah, I watched some yesterday, actually.
I watched some yesterday as well. I watched FlyQuest versus EG. Did you watch this?
Yeah.
Did you see the Garen lock-in from Sasumday?
We live in a solo queue region.
A four-fun region. I see no problems with this. He was tearing it up.
Crazy. He did spin smurfed. And win.
He literally did both against probably the best team of the LCS.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I've got nothing else to say. They locked in Garen and won.
Mm-hmm. Another champ that was locked in is Aesol with no balls.
Wait, Aesol was not in that game.
I know. Different game.
Segway.
Mm-hmm.
Who played it?
I saw it. I don't remember.
Okay. Well, let me tell you one team that did play Aesol. It was CLG versus 100
Thieves.
Yes,
it was CLG. Yeah,
I
know. That one.
I kind of figured it was that. Palafaker.
I saw a meme and it said, who would win, 100 Thieves or Irelion Soul?
Irelion Soul? Is he
uh-huh.
a mixture of Irelia and Aurelion Soul?
Yeah, it was weird.
Wow, that's crazy. It's a dragon with a fat ass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was an insane, like, 5-man alt that went nowhere at one point.
I remember seeing that. I watched the game. I don't remember seeing that. I don't know. One thing that I think is worth taking note of is that I think CLG is the only team willing to play these, like, weird support champs. Like, I'm pretty sure they had, it was either Varus support or Kalista support in this game.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was the Varus support. It was Poom playing the Varus support. Whereas, like, mm-hmm. I feel like no other LCS teams are really playing, like, Varus support, except for I did see C9 play Kalista support. I'll talk about that in a little bit. But whereas, like, I don't know, 100 Thieves, their draft in this game was just, it was dog shit. Like, their top laner was fucking Olaf. Their jungle was Lee Sin. Their mid was Gragas. And then they had Caitlyn Lux bot. And I don't know. I don't like that. Their team is just squishy, for one. I think the Olaf was kind of a counterpick into Dokla's Sai on top, but, like, what is going to peel Caitlyn in these fights? Is it going to be Lee Sin, or is he going to be kicking, like, someone into her? Like, obviously, the goal is probably to set up a pick with the Lee Sin and have Olaf diving the backline, but they just didn't execute this comp at all.
Mm-hmm.
And Bjergsen has looked god-awful in every game that I've watched him in. And he was playing a champion that I think he has to be impactful on, like the Gragas, where he's pretty much like one of their main forms of engage without, you know, kick flash insec from closer and the Lee Sin.
NA Gragas is just it's not Faker Gragas. So.
NA mid lane Gragas is not Faker Gragas. NA jungle Gragas, which we saw, I think it was Inspired play.
Mm-hmm.
He was nuts on it. So
That looks fine.
Yeah, that looks fine. Bjergsen on Gragas, not so good.
Not so much.
No.
let's do something else.
Yeah. Let me not see that ever again, please. Mm-hmm. But yeah. Anyways, CLG, they kind of just smoked 100 Thieves this game. So.
But
they looked really good while doing it. Like, their bot lane looked solid. I think Luger and Poom won a pretty early 2v2, and then they got pretty far ahead after contracts, did like a lane gank, and they got another pick off of that. Kind of just put him in the dirt early in the bot lane, and Paddle Fox didn't really have like a crazy like kill lead or anything, but he had a huge CS lead and got some huge roams off and made things happen during those roams, and then he finally started getting kills, and then he was huge, and he was playing the ASL, so he was like, after you hit like level 10 on that champ, you're kind of just like doing a lot.
Yeah.
So he was doing a lot.
When does ASL get the upgraded R?
It's after it gets a certain amount of Stardust or whatever it's called.
Okay.
Yeah. And I think it gets more frequent as you level it up. Like,
yeah.
It takes less as you level it or something like that. I don't know for sure.
Yeah, that alt is pretty good.
Yeah.
I always think it's Pantheon alt. Because it just feels like it like comes in that way, you know? Because it just like crashes down like Panth alt does.
I agree.
So...
Did you watch
I think
LV? Go ahead.
I think that champ kind of brokey. Yeah, I watched. Do you see the Golden Guardians game?
I did not.
That one was a very close game, I thought. And Golden Guardians are actually looking pretty good.
Who did they play against?
I don't remember.
Okay. I honestly, I've heard enough. Stixxe finally on a good team. Perhaps.
Maybe.
That's all I need to hear. Maybe.
They were. Their mid laner is Gory, right?
Yep,
and
Gory.
One of the analysts was saying, it was Azale. He said that they're basically. What is it, like 7-1 or something? Because, they were playing like without Gory, and then Gory came, and he had like one game and like zero games in scrims. And then they like lost the next game, but then they have been winning ever since. So
what the fuck? The Gory.
Yeah.
Death.
So literally, so
Gory is gonna be LCS Faker.
So it seems like this team's pretty good.
Nice. I'm gonna have to check out more of their games because I pick and choose lately, and they are not on the choose list.
yeah, they usually aren't.
Now they are.
Yeah.
Stixxe with a good mid laner. I'm telling you, man. This is what we've been talking about.
6A on a Korean team. Yes.
Worlds. W. Nice. I also watched C9 versus Dignitas. And about 10 minutes in, I realized I was watching a Dignitas team that is 1-11. And from then on, I tuned out until I found out that they were 1-12. And that's all I have on that.
Let's see. I think there is another game that was. Let me try and find it. Oops. Fill the dead air, Matt. Come on. What are you doing?
I'm taking a drink of water. Sorry. thought you were gonna take something. Yeah. I'm filling the dead air with my water drinking. Still staring at this orange juice currently.
Let's see. there's a tweet by C9 that says. POV, you just lost a game in 23 minutes with a 16k goal differential, and it's Nate Shot watching 100 Thieves get absolutely get destroyed by C9. I think that's pretty fucking funny.
Now, who's the mid laner for C9 in that game? Can you tell?
Because
yesterday it was Jimenez.
Yeah.
In for Diplex, and I don't know if Diplex has just been benched or what's going on.
Yeah, he was benched.
Oh, okay. I wonder if that's some of the attitude issues that they had talked about him with. I think when he first got signed, people were like, "Oh, he's got a bad attitude."
So I don't know.
Maybe he's benched for that reason, or maybe he's benched because he fucking sucks. Who knows? I don't watch enough.
Either possible.
either are possible. Maybe maybe his hand hurt, and he wanted a break.
Yeah.
Also
that makes
possible.
Sense also.
Maybe he had the sniffles. Maybe he was sick like you were, Dan.
Maybe they don't fucking need him.
maybe they don't fucking need him. Again, I think that goes hand in hand with the bench because he sucks, but we'll see. They really don't need him, though, because they really do have probably one of the best AD carries in LCS history. And
yes, sir.
Blabber is playing pretty well. And I wanted to talk about it, but Zven played Kalista support. And he kind of sprinted it in this game against Dignitas.
What?
Yeah, it was crazy.
No way.
Yeah, I mean, they still won because, you know, Dignitas, but it's interesting. I think that's, like I said, haven't watched much LCS lately, so I can't say for sure, but I feel like there's not that many teams willing to play the, like, weird support champs like the Varus, like the Kalista, like the Caitlyn. At least in the LCS, there aren't as many champs or teams that are willing to play stuff like that, as opposed to somewhere like Korea or China where they're doing it all over the place. Or even
LEC,
to an extent.
Yeah, I did see... I saw a meme with Caria, that said, just remember, you are not Promiscue. you can't. So don't just lock in ADC support.
You're not Promiscue? Why?
Yeah, it was like a meme.
He's the goat. There's like an actual quote from Caria where it's like, he's like, I think he said something along the lines of like, they asked him what he thought about his impact on support picks as he's been locking in some off-meta stuff. And his message to the players was that you're not T1 Caria or something
exactly.
along those lines.
It was
and
based
you're,
off of that.
And also, your teammates aren't SKT1.
Yeah.
So I think those are words to live by if you're playing a troll pick in solo queue and ranked.
No, it is.
Yeah. Just remember that, Danny. If you're about to lock in anything not Leona or Nautilus, you're not Caria. You're not Caria.
I can play Ashe support.
Danny, I'm not Gumiusi. I can't help you there.
I don't need your help.
You do.
I'm Ashe support.
I'm Matt. Fill the dead
air. I'm Ashe support.
Yeah, and I'm Matt. What's up, Dan?
I'm Rel. However, not be locking in Kalista or Varus.
Thank God.
Or Caitlyn or, what's another one that he's locked in? Is that it?
Kalista, Varus, Ashe,
mm-hmm.
Caitlyn.
Yep. Okay. I said all of them. Yep. I will be locking in Ashe support though. Because it's actually good. And I'm good at it.
Yeah. Your Ashe support's clean. No doubt in my mind about it. I mean that.
That's what we like to hear.
Yeah.
But you can't just be picking it randomly.
I think you pick it kind of randomly.
Nah.
I think
you gotta pick it into good matchups.
What are the good matchups?
Whatever OP.GG tells me.
You believe everything the computer says, Dan? Come on, man.
Oh, I mean, I believe the stats, so yes.
Oh, okay, fair enough. Numbers don't lie.
Correct.
Let's look at your win rate on Ashe support.
Those are some stats I don't want to see.
I'm actually curious. Let's fill the dead air with something while I look this up, Dan.
No. Let's look it up later.
Don't worry. I won't tell. I won't expose you or anything. Uh-huh. I just want to see for myself.
Well, now I want to see. So.
I'll tell you. 100%. Hang on.
Champions. He said, "Hold up."
In ranked, it's 100% win rate. He's crazy. But it's two games played.
Total, it's 100%.
Is it actually?
Yeah, it says total. So.
You've only played it twice, it says?
I guess. I don't know.
That doesn't seem right. I feel like you've played so much as support.
I have no idea.
Maybe that's not just this season. Wow, Dan. Our win-loss in our recent 20 games played? 9-11. Yeah. What are your thoughts on that?
Let's stop playing.
Whoa, it's right there.
Yeah.
I feel like we could get to like... Yeah, never mind. You're right. Let's stop.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Any other
region
you watched?
Sorry, now I'm looking at stats.
No, you're good. Any other region you watched, Dan?
No, but I did see something from LCK I thought was cool.
Yeah, what's that?
So they had a segment about the teams, like a couple teams, like their winning meal, I guess. And it looks delicious. So I kind of want to talk about it.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
All right. So HLE's is pork and rice soup. I don't know what's in this besides pork and rice, but this looks fucking amazing. Here, Matt, I'll stream and then you can see.
You're gonna just describe food to the listener?
No. Go on LCK's Twitter and then you can see it.
That looks like water with rice and some celery.
No. That looks delicious.
This I'm next sure, one, I'm though? I'm sure it's probably fire.
This next one, though? Bruh.
Okay. Hey. What is that?
This is
that lobster? Looks like some lobster?
Yeah. It's spaghetti lobster. What's it? Garlic butter cheese roast, potato cream soup, strawberry salad, and barbecue pork ribs for D-plus Kias.
They said if you win, you eat like Americans.
Oh, my God. It looks so fucking good, too.
It does look pretty good.
I would be going off. Also, someone already ate one of their strawberries. But I want that right now.
Okay.
Well, can so let's wrap it, this so. Up so I can go get it.
Oh, okay. Wait, we're wrapping. Okay, well, I've got.
No, some... no. I'm just kidding.
I was gonna say I've got some stuff to talk about, Dan. But
let's get it.
Yeah. Okay. Hang on. My notes aren't opening, so bear with me. All right, my notes are closed, and they're reopened again. All right, so I guess since we were on the topic of Korea and Korean teams, I watched in the LCK. I watched KT versus Genji. I believe Genji, one of their first losses. I think it might have been their second loss. I think their first loss was to T1. Their second loss of the split came to KT Rollster in the first round robin that they did, and they played against them looking for revenge. So game one. BDD, it's his birthday, so his name is no longer, you know, what we previously had said. It's Big, or wait, no, it's Birthday Dude. Yeah, there it is.
Birthday Day Dude.
Birthday Dude. No.
Dude, there it is.
No. Birthday Dude.
We got there.
Birthday Dude. It's BDD. It yeah. Yep. I got there the first time. You tried to throw on Birthday Day Dude. I'm not gonna let that slide.
Well,
because
birthday
Dan.
Is one word.
when okay, I was thinking that too, but then I was like, when
fuck
people
it.
When no, think about it. When people like try to like abbreviate happy birthday, it's always HBD.
True.
That was my thought process. So I said
there it is.
BDD, birthday.
But
dude.
It
anyways, he was on to see this game and he carried. He literally didn't die the entire game. And they
what
won
patch
the game.
Is that?
I believe it's a patch. After the Azir nerf, I believe. I'm pretty sure.
Dang, it kind of looked like they put him in the fucking dirt, and it didn't really matter.
No, maybe they did, but maybe BD Birthday Dude was just too good to to nerf. Game two, the early game was pretty back and forth, but Genji find a lead, and they kind of just roll it, get Nash, win the game. Game three, early.
Speaking
game
of champs being in the dirt,
champions in the dirt.
Someone played Yuumi. I think it was Mad.
Yes, they did.
Why are they playing a champ?
I don't want to think about Mad Lions versus G2 for the rest of my day, Dan. Please no more. Right.
When we're done recording, I'll bring it up.
No, I don't want to hear about it, period. It's not just on the pod. But no, you're right. They did, and it was awful. They picked Zeri Yuumi because they thought that maybe he could carry them. It didn't.
No. You have to be good to play champs that are in the dirt.
I'm pretty convinced even if Zeri Yuumi were full power, it couldn't have saved this version of Mad Lions we saw. I'm almost positive of that.
You have to be BDD level of good to play an in-the-dirt champ.
Yes, correct. Mm-hmm. Anyways, game three. It goes to game three. That's exciting. We love game three. Early game was all Gen G. They were just looking for picks the entire time. But when it came to fights, KT Rollster, they were just... second to none. They looked like the best team in the LEC. LCK. They would also be the best team in the LEC, without a doubt in my mind. But, what's going on? My Discord just randomly changed to, like, seeds. Anyways, so KT Rollster end up 2-1-ing Gen G once again, which I believe they did earlier in the year. So that's pretty cool. Then I think that's all I watched for LCK. I didn't really want to take up too much time with LCK this week, so I also watched some LPL. I watched WE versus Top Esports. Top Esports had a poke pick comp that put WE in hell in game one. They had Jace Ziggs, which is hell on its own, and then for some engage they had Leo, Yone, Sejuani, and it's pretty much Exodia against WE because they could literally do nothing. They would get poked out and then they would get team fought, and they would just lose. Anyone that got locked up by either the Glacial Prison or Leona's ult, whatever the fuck it's called, or Yone ulti, would just get obliterated. So that was that. Game two, it was all TES. Not a very close game. I wish I would have spent time watching a different LPL best of three, but that's what I watched. So, yeah. I also watched EDG versus RA. EDG kind of just ran over RA in game one, but I think this was probably the best game I've watched EDG play all split. I think they're probably the team I've watched the most as well, because I think that they've been playing out of their minds, and I just enjoy watching their game. Ale has been playing out of his mind, JJ as well, even Fofo. And I think my main criticism of this team is that they don't all have the same kind of name. So it's like they have JJ, Fofo. Why is Ale not Ale Ale? And then like, I don't even remember their AD carry's name. Is it Missing? He should be Missing. And then Mako should be Mako Mako. That's just a thought. I think it could improve their overall synergy as a team for next split. Anyway, they won game one in a pretty convincing fashion. Game two was pretty close. The early game didn't really matter because the late game was like 20 minutes of the game and it was more enjoyable. I think RA like steamrolled their way to Soul Point for the early game. And then it gets to late game and they flip. Not flip. They give Elder to take Baron, and then they like hold with the Baron to like not lose the game. But like EDG was like sieging, and they just held because they had Nash. And then it basically this happens for like 15 minutes. They flip Elder Baron like a couple of different times, and they just eventually come out on top after like a one fight. They find a pick on JJ in the jungle, and they get Elder. They get Baron. They win the game. Game three, unfortunately, very anticlimactic. EDG kind of just stomped them. And that's all I watched this week.
Nice.
Nice. But exciting. I would like to say I think EDG is probably the best team in the LPL right now. And they're very exciting to watch. Really, really exciting.
Nice.
Good League of Legends.
We love good League of Legends.
I fucking love it, man. It's crazy because I watched some LCS games after I watched some LCK and LPL, and it's crazy how much more fast-paced the LPL and the LCK are playing.
Like, oh, yeah.
They are. It's like they wouldn't even be playing the same game. I could just see the gap in the players, like, just off of that alone. Like, it's just the decisiveness.
Yeah.
It's just, they flip a switch, and they're just like, we're going. And they go.
Like, we have to.
I will die if I don't make this play.
I mean, that's a pretty integral part of, like, being good at League in general.
Yes.
Is making those split reaction decisions.
Agree.
And not tunneling in on things that don't matter as much.
Yeah. So, I agree.
Sweet. Let's anything else before we move forward, Hugh?
Nope, I got nothing.
All right, well, oh yeah. Have you heard about what's going on in LCS with Danny?
I saw that he is like unofficially retiring, right? Or like officially retiring, basically. Like,
yeah.
He's no longer gaming, but he is now a streamer for EG.
Yeah. I think there was something like with his contract where they're just like, all right, well, we'll switch you to here, but basically he had like a bunch of like, mental issues.
Yeah.
That were not resolved by EG like at all. They kind of neglected it, and things got worse and worse, and that's why he didn't play in Chicago. And basically after that he's like, yeah, I don't want to play anymore.
Damn.
Instead of just like, you know, trying to fix it and make things better. There were some things about that his sister said that were like, EG is not as good as everyone thinks that they are, you know, in terms of, like, treating their players.
Well,
so
they do have evil in their name.
Evil?
I don't know. I feel like you can't trust an organization that has evil in the name. It's got to mean something. It's got to. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay, let's go with that.
Yep.
Let's go with because they have evil in their name.
Because they have evil in their name, they did Danny dirty. This is our agenda, my agenda.
But, yeah, so it seems like he's going to, you know, work out his contract being a streamer, and then we'll probably not playing anymore.
Damn.
Which really sucks because he was like
generational
one of
talent.
The best, literally generational talent.
Literally.
an actual generational talent.
Actual generational talent. He and I were not so different.
No. No. Actual generational
actual
talent.
Okay. Like me on A-Rim.
No.
Like me on A-Rim.
No.
Yeah.
Compared to me, yes.
compared to everyone. Listen, Dan, I'm going with it. You can't stop. I don't care what you're saying. I don't care. It doesn't matter. Me and Danny, ball recognizes ball. Game recognizes game. I see his balls. That's what I'm trying to say. You know what I'm saying. You understand.
I don't know if I do.
I think you're picking up what I'm putting down.
Yep, you're seeing his balls.
I see his balls. I see right. I'm staring at them. Anyways, what do we continue with now?
It's just sad to see him go.
I completely agree.
I hope things change and he heals up mentally and he comes back, but we'll see. What was next?
I don't know. We could probably talk about our A-Rim
report. Yeah.
Unless you want to bicker a little, or not bicker, I guess, go back and forth a little bit.
I don't know, man.
Anything else?
We had five games? Yeah.
Five games. Pog.
Let me color these.
Look at that.
Yeah, we had five games in like one day.
One day, yep. Just banged them all out.
I was sick, and then I was like, I was busy the entire weekend, so I didn't play like any games. But we banged out a bunch, and it was fun.
Yeah.
Let's see where we're at.
Yeah.
Let's see. So our win percentage is going down.
Love to see that.
We are down to a 53% win rate. From our five games, we won two, lost three.
Tough.
Our popped percentage, I think, is about the same.
Yeah, I don't think it's gone up much. It might have been 29% last time. Might have been.
It's been very tough to pop Poros this split.
Yeah.
And I hope that we do better.
I think we could turn around. I believe in us.
I don't know. We always try, and it just never, I don't know, it just, like, never happens.
I think it just depends on who we get to play with. Like, if we're playing with homies, it'll happen, right?
I think there's a better chance of it happening, yes.
There's a much higher chance. I would say if we're playing with a five stack, it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
We will make it happen at that point.
Yeah.
Something would have to go horribly wrong for it to not happen.
Yeah.
But we just don't always get the five stack. Either we're homie-int, no homies, or
homie-int.
we're just you and I, just gaming.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of you and I, how many stacks you got, Hugh?
I've got 1,514.
And you got, I have 1,234.
Nice.
There's a difference. I was gonna try to keep it within 100, but man,
it's 280. You could bring it back. You had more sacks than me. You had more sacks than me in two of the games this week.
And then you smoked me in two of them.
Yeah.
55 and then 40. You doubled
also,
my sacks. I was like, gosh darn.
That 55 was in a 24-minute game. I think I could have beat Ian's record.
Yeah.
I think I could have. I could have beat it.
If that game went longer. But that game was above average for our game time.
True.
That game would have kept going though. You would have probably doubled his.
Yeah, I was going for 100. It was gonna be like a Wilt Chamberlain type of thing where I was gonna hold up the sign with the 100 on it.
Yeah.
And have someone take a picture of me.
It'd have been fucking crazy.
Yeah, never gonna happen probably, but it's the goal.
Let me update our average game time actually.
Oh yeah, different champions played isn't updated, I think.
Oh, you are right. Updated.
Closing the gap. Nope, never mind. Same gap. I've got a safe lead. I'm feeling comfortable now. You had like three Leota games in this one session, so...
Yeah, I had two, and it could have been. I think it could have been three
because you picked. I think you picked the Seraphine over Leo in the.
I was like, let's change it up.
Yeah. Anyways,
I had pretty good. I had more stacks on both my Leona games than I did in my Seraphine game.
Yeah, you pop off in these Leona games. Those are the ones where I'm like, oh man, I gotta play a little bit.
Yeah, those ones are fun because like I like building weird, going like second item Zonias.
Yeah.
And then you do more damage on your abilities.
Crazy.
I'm gonna look at the homie sheet.
I don't think anything's really been changing over here. We haven't gamed with homies.
No, not really. We didn't game with any homies for those.
Ben put his pentakills in his stacks.
That's no, bentakills.
Two bentakills. That doesn't count for anything, but he did have two bentakills in one game. Uh-huh. Kind of crazy.
They count for him. They're bentas.
It's funny that he made note of them.
I agree. Yeah. Let's see. I don't think anything's changed, actually.
Nope. Nothing.
We have over 1,000 more stacks than the homies, too.
Kind of crazy, but they also have, like, way less games than us.
Well, it sounds like they should pick it up.
I completely agree. I'd like to I'd like to find a way to force them to play with us, but it's just not possible.
Nah, I don't wanna force them.
Not force them, but you know what I mean? Like, I'm trying to think of a better way to word it. I'd like to play with them more so that way we could make this work out better. But
yeah.
Yeah. We'll find a way.
Mm-hmm.
But otherwise I think it's been going pretty good. I'm excited with the updates, and I wish we would get more games in, but like you said, sicko mode and kind of busy, so
yeah, it's my birthday weekend.
I
took Friday and Monday off, and I did things Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Monday night I went to dinner, and then I was sick. So sick. But do we want to attempt to try and find a top five, or should we just end it there, Matt?
I think we could talk about it a little bit, right? I think we should at least do it some due diligence, right? Because I think we've been pretty consistent with either having some form of a media review or a top five.
Okay, here. Okay, since we were talking about the LCK, the winner's meal, what would your winner's meal be?
I don't know. You're putting me
on
the spot.
That's why I'm asking.
No, I know. Okay. Yeah, obviously. You're putting me on the spot here, though. Do you have yours already? See, you had this question cocked and loaded for roughly 10 minutes, so you had time to think on it. You're just, like, throwing it at me.
I actually did not have that cocked and loaded. This is off the rip.
Right off the... Okay. Huge.
Yeah.
This is the kind of stuff that we need here on the Losers Q podcast, Dan.
Mm-hmm.
Some innovation.
I'm thinking like steak and shrimp and potatoes, something like that, or in like a salad. But I've been having steak pretty often, and I don't know if like maybe there's something better out there, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But that's what I'm gonna go with right now.
Okay. Mine's probably like prime rib.
Ugh.
With some like prime rib, a baked tater, some salad from Lino's, the special salad.
Oh my god, that's what I got for my birthday dinner, by the way.
Yeah, you said that. I remember we talked about it. Yeah. And that's probably it. I don't know if a guy needs more. Some water, if we're picking drinks. I'm throwing some water in there as well. I will be drinking that.
If we're throwing a drink in.
Since it's my meal... Some orange juice as well, just to have on
just there,
just on the side, just there.
Just so you can nod at it.
A gallon specifically. And if someone's like, what's that for?
I saw that. I visualized it.
I know. I'm hoping the listener could also visualize it.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, I think that's what mine would be. God.
What, steak? Steak and
steak, shrimp, potato, salad. My drink would probably be some sort of lemonade. Because lemonade goes nuts mode.
Lemonade, pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty good.
Like a strawberry lemonade.
What is nuts
something
mode?
Something like that. goes nuts.
Nuts mode. Is there a specific mode? Like what?
Yeah, nuts mode.
What does that entail?
When you go nuts mode.
Top five modes. Top five modes.
All right.
I don't really
number
have
number five is nuts mode.
My number five is also nuts mode.
Number four is I already know what number one is.
Same.
And I think I know what yours is.
Number one
too.
Is absolutely the same one as yours, I'm pretty sure. What's your number
okay.
four?
I'm trying to think of it. You go first.
All right, number four for me is X Games mode.
Wow, that's crazy.
I've
that's
got nothing to elaborate
four.
On. number three, you got a number three? Or you want me to go off of my number three?
Beast mode.
Beast mode. Okay. Actually, we'll get to it. Yeah, beast mode. That's my number three as well. I'm with that. I don't think it's funnier than X Games mode, so I'm gonna flip them. Beast mode is my number four. X Games mode is my number three.
Okay.
Are you doing the same, or are you sticking with that?
No, I'm gonna stay.
Okay.
Stay with what I said.
My number two, sicko mode.
My number two, dicko mode.
I'm sure. It makes sense. Checks out.
Only the real ones get that.
Only the real ones. Only the ones who were at the loser or the Young Boys Christmas Party 2019.
Nah. There's more people that get that.
Oh, there's more. Okay. Number one, big mode. It's big mode.
Go big mode.
Go big mode.
Go big mode.
It's the number
shout
one
out
mode.
To Big Mode Studios. And Donkey.
And Donkey. Shout out to Donkey.
What a great top five, man.
It's solid. I'm glad I came up with that on the spot. Also, I'd like to move X Games mode to my number two. I think it's funnier than all the other ones I said.
You went big mode there, Matt.
No, big mode was my number one.
Yeah, I know. You went big mode.
Literally,
there.
I went big mode.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm
thinking
did.
Of it.
Yeah, I kind of snapped.
Mm-hmm.
Some on the fly thinking that we need.
Big mode.
That's what we need here on the Losers Q podcast, man.
Yeah, go
just
big
more of
mode.
That.
Go,
yeah.
Go big mode.
Okay.
All right. That's it.
All right. Yep. You want to just end it right there?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll just hit stop recording then, right here. This button right here.